From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A day after the FBI announced it's reopening a probe into U.S. Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State, the agency has yet to clarify what it already knows. The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, seized on the news during a rally in New Hampshire.
The FBI has just sent a letter to Congress informing them that they have discovered new emails pertaining to the former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's investigation.
Back in July, FBI Director James Comey concluded that Clinton's use of a private email server was careless, but did not rise to the level of criminal conduct. Clinton addressed the issue in Iowa late Friday.
So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately. The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not.
Polls continue to show Clinton leading Trump, both nationally and in many of the key battleground states that will determine the election outcome on November 8th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week, using civilians as human shields, but that U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. Iraqi officials on Saturday said a suicide bomber targeting Shiite pilgrims killed at least 7 people, wounding more than 20 others in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Islamic State group has repeatedly targeted Iraq's Shiite majority and security forces. This is VOA News. Authorities in Pakistan have come under severe criticism for a crackdown on political activists trying to hold an anti-government demonstration, but allowing a proscribed radical Islamist group to rally in the heart of the nation's capital. The opposition political party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, or PTI, led by Imran Khan, plans to converge on Islamabad Wednesday to stage a rally to demand Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif step down, accusing him of corruption. But the government banned all political and religious processions in the city Thursday and unleashed a preemptive nationwide crackdown to try to stop PTI workers and leaders from marching on Islamabad, detaining hundreds of people. New Zealand Customs has made its largest ever meth seizure, stopping $170 million New Zealand dollars worth of drugs from entering the country.
We believe we've taken out approximately 1.76 million hits of methamphetamine from New Zealand. And we think we've prevented the gangs from profiting from pushing meth through to the communities, both in our cities and within rural New Zealand.
New Zealand Customs spokesman Jamie Bamford says a 20-year-old Hong Kong man is under arrest, charged with trying to smuggle the haul of methamphetamine into New Zealand from China. New Zealand Customs is now working with partners in Hong Kong and mainland China to see if they can further disrupt the syndicate. Two suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, injured 24 others Saturday morning in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, the heart of the 7-year insurgency by the Boko Haram militant group. The Nigerian military said one of the bombs went off in front of a camp holding more than 16,000 people who have been displaced by unrest in the region. Second blast occurred minutes later outside a state-owned fuel depot. No one immediately claimed responsibility, but the bombings were similar to previous ones carried out by Boko Haram. And Russia has failed to win re-election to the United Nations Human Rights Council, an action seen as a rebuke for the country's military support of the Syrian government. Russia's UN ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, played down Moscow's loss. More than 80 human rights organizations had lobbied UN members to vote Russia off the council. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.